Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating an endoscopy report on Janine McKitty, date of birth 10/30/1960, date of procedure February 22nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, referring physicians, Dr. Deanna Carr. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, dysphagia, comma, weight loss, comma, GERD. Description of procedure informed concerns of pain, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, rolling wounds, and patient period. Patients brought to endoscopy suite, placed in lateral position. Today is pre-anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated limbus videogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, retroflex, is obtained, cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. As the direct exam was around period, a well-lubricated limbus videocolonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar or facilitical valve and complex of the full terminal limb was intubated and evaluated period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, malacical valve, and the funnel. Hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, and run the rectum period. A retroflex was obtained. The rectum period bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8,2-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal, the esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies are obtained in the proximal and then in distal esophagus to rule out EOE. The Z-line was regular, 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, it was a completely patent esophagus. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of a approximately 6 millimeter nodule or extrinsic compression noted at the fundus, at the gastric fundus. Upon trying to biopsy the nodule, it was extremely mobile. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line. There was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum. The duodenal bulb and soup was sharply angulated with evidence of mild erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was an unremarkable terminal ileum in the last 5 centimeters. Next line, there were 2 diminutive ascending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 sigmoid sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was external skin tags noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend barium swallow for further evaluation of dysphagia, as this exam was completely unremarkable. Next line, follow-up, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology of the nodule slash extrinsic compression noted in the gastric fundus. We'll decide on next steps based on pathology, whether it be repeat EGD versus endoscopic ultrasound. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, would recommend CAT scan of the abdomen, pelvis, and chest for their evaluation of weight loss.